Hi, friend. Welcome to the Yet Mothers podcast. I'm your host, Bea. The past 2 weeks have been so busy and so good. Last weekend, I traveled to the mountains with my mother and sister-in-law to get maple syrup, which I know sounds a little crazy, but it's a small family-owned business that only sells once a year in person. And well, any time you get to spend in the mountains really is a sweet treat for the soul, especially the little cabin we got to stay in and the restaurants we tried. I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention the thrifting we got to do. I think we were prowling through aisles and racks for a few hours and found so many good finds. But anyways, I digress. When this episode is published, it will be Good Friday, and how fitting for today's episodic topic, grief and mourning. Today's episode is going to be a bit different than my previous ones. I am usually pretty methodical in the planning and production before my publishing of my episodes, especially when it comes to the topics that revolve around the experience of infertility and the different emotions that can come with it, because I want to be very intentional about what it is that I'm saying outside of my own experience and the encouragement that I try to portray through these episodes. So there is a lot of time spent in reflection, spent in prayer, spent trying to be as receptive to Holy Spirit and His Word, so that I can only pass along the words that are meant to be passed along, and that words are not coming from me, so that they're not coming from a prideful or harsh or unempathetic or graceful place, if that makes sense. And I had felt like I was not receiving any sort of specific notion or topic or words to say for this week's episode. So I was a little afraid that I would end up skipping another week of production. And then I realized, literally moments before I hit record, that I had been given the topic and the things to say for probably weeks, if not at least a few days now. And I was definitely just not being as receptive as I would hope to be. And as I spent the day attempting to script out today's episode and cooking and cleaning and distracting myself with social media and anything else that I could use to procrastinate, I realized that I had already been given the topic of today's discussion well over a week ago. And I got several very deliberate reminders or nudges that this was it before I finally felt like I need to stop scripting and just start speaking. So here we are, a little different than normal. But anyways, somewhere along the journey of infertility, there's a tendency to stop viewing infertility as something we are experiencing or is happening to us, and instead embody infertility like it is the identity that we bear. It is the sum of us and all of our parts. Every month, riding a roller coaster of emotions and expectation, never getting off the ride and reacting to every lift and drop because of the possibility of that time being different, enraptures us. And maybe there is a change. Maybe there's a new diagnosis or a lifestyle change we've made that seems to be helping, but it's not the change we wanted. So we're still here, strapped into the cart, gazing down at the track or at the horizon as our stomach feels like it's floating up into our chest. Despair momentarily masked as butterflies tickling our insides, and hope is the episodic enjoyment we get from the high parts in the track right before another drop or pulling back into the station. Scores of women stay silent in their struggles, with hundreds, I'm sure more, but finding secret comfort in reading online forums, listening to related podcasts like this, and scrolling influencers talking about their own infertility journey on social media. Basically anything that does not have to necessarily tie them publicly or openly to infertility. I'm not saying we have to profess our struggles in the town square like some clergyman spreading news like in medieval times, but even maybe sharing our struggles in one of those forums could at least allow for an external release of sorts. Although I've mainly only spoken of the collective negative side of the forums I've viewed, I have also seen hundreds of women rally and metaphorically wrap their arms around another sister in infertility. Countless women supporting each other and even lifting each other up in prayer, sharing their latest news and medical findings, sharing in their sadness, in their most vulnerable, aching moments, finding no judgment or shame, but warmth, comfort, and encouragement. It reminds me of Job 2:11-13. This is after Job had nearly everything taken from him by the enemy. His three friends come to comfort him. They see him from a distance, cry and mourn for him, then sat with him for 7 days and nights in silence. Sometimes when we are so deep in our own despair, we convince ourselves that our struggles are our own, that we shouldn't burden those who care about us with them. We convince ourselves of all the negative things they may think or say to or about us, which is just ridiculous to begin with. This is just us projecting our own frustrations and belief that something is wrong with us onto others' perception of our situation. In reality, they want to sit with and mourn with us. They want to be present with us and minister to us. We just don't trust them enough to do that. We allow our fear to speak louder than the love around us. We allow fear to encapsulate us. In doing that, we isolate ourselves instead of allowing others to insulate us. So that only makes the grief that much deeper, the ache that much deeper, until it has compounded and compounded and compounded upon itself, especially when you've been at this for months or years. Until you're drowning in your sorrows and you have no idea if you will ever make it out of it. Until finally something snaps or you just somehow get used to the discomfort and the sadness and you become numb to the situation, or at least you tell yourself you're now numb to it. And in reality, in the depths of your heart, in the depths of your soul, you were just screaming out. You were just pleading to make it through another cycle. You're just pleading that you would not want this anymore. You are just pleading, why? Why is it not my time yet? Why can't I do this one thing? If you're like me, you distract yourself with enough busyness and pseudo hobbies to distract yourself to immediately move on, even though you haven't actually dealt with any of your emotions on the topic, only allowing those feelings to spill over quietly in the night by yourself. Not even speaking a word to your spouse as if they could not somehow also empathize with your despair, with your aches, as if somehow you are the only one in this equation. So you shut the door and you shut them out, not allowing them to comfort you or for you to be a source of comfort for them. And so you shut the door, not only physically, but the door of your heart, and you try to harden it into stone. And you wonder why that lump in your throat just won't go away. Why you get emotional every time you see someone else sharing news of a pregnancy. Why you can't stop watching videos of other couples going through the same thing, just so that you could know that you're not alone in it. And why you tear up every time you see someone celebrating their success. And maybe that tear is not necessarily out of jealousy or a feeling of missing out, but genuine joy for them, because they get to experience all that you're yearning to. And all our feelings can be true, and we can feel them ever so deeply, and our experience would be accurate and valid, because no one said infertility would be easy. No one said infertility would be enjoyable. I would argue anyone saying any of those things is probably lying. And I'm not saying that everyone needs to be joyous all the time when dealing with this. And not everyone will experience the same thing I have and experience the same peace. Whether that is because of a unwillingness to surrender or an inability to surrender, or because that is their burden to bear. But we have a God who tells us in His word that we shall be comforted, that we shall be cared for. Because like I've said before, God does not find happiness or satisfaction or anything positive in your grief, in your mourning, in your struggles. He doesn't. In fact, His word tells us the opposite. He tells us that blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn. Because when you think about it, when you are in the deepest of mourning, usually there you have found yourself at the end of yourself. You have no strength left in you. Maybe your tears have run dry. You have no words for what you feel. You have no thoughts for what to do, what to think, what to say. And it is in that moment that you hear of these testimonies where people say they dropped down to their knees and pleaded out to God. And that is what I experienced in my story that I've shared before, that I pleaded out to God when I found myself at the end of myself in my infertility. And I'm not saying everyone will have an experience or get a response like I did, but He will comfort you. You can find your comfort in Him. For He tells us that He is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up your wounds. He wants to take these burdens from you. But especially in infertility, we find ourselves just holding on to anything that we can because we think if we can just change or control or manage this one thing, it'll all be okay. It'll turn out how we want it. And we are so fearful of letting go of any ounce of control over this situation that if we loosen our grips just a little, it'll all go. Everything will hit the fan. And our dream of getting pregnant will be gone. Or I should say, the chances of that dream being fulfilled will be gone. And that's so far from the truth. When we are in a place where we can let go of our vice-like grip around our grief and experiences with infertility, sure, we might find ourselves with empty hands, but your hands will be open, and open hands are able to receive. If your hands are so tightly wound up around something, then how can Yeshua hold your hand and walk you through what you're going through? How can He place anything else in your hands? And if your hands are so tightly gripped around your dream to become a mother, then I can say from experience that your vision, your eyes are set on your hands and what they're holding instead of being set on the Lord. And like I've told you before, if your whole focus, if your whole desire is solely set on having children, not that there's anything wrong with the desire to have children. Once again, like, hello, here I am having a whole podcast about my desire to have children. But if your being is solely wrapped around the identity and belief of having children, then you have an idol in your heart. And if you are so busy, distracted and idolizing your future children or motherhood or your infertility or what have you, then you've left the healer, the savior, you've left the Lord out of the equation. You've left the one who can bring you complete resolution, who can heal your grief, who can bring you peace out of the equation. And I say that not saying that you can't mourn, you can't grieve. In fact, I encourage you to allow yourself to process those emotions, but process them with God, not outside of Him, not isolated from Him, but with Him. He will bring you clarity. He will bring you comfort. He will bring you peace. Do not believe because your journey is not playing out how you thought it would, that this despair, this grief will be all you know. Weeping may stay for the night, but there is joy in the morning. And that joy is the joy that comes from the love of the Lord and time spent with the Lord. If you don't believe me, just try it. Just try it. It doesn't need to be anything formal. It doesn't need to be anything fancy. Just put on some music, some worship music or lo-fi, whatever it is, you know, and just talk out loud in your head, whatever that is most comfortable for you, and tell Him what you have on your heart. Cry to Him. He can take it. He tells us that too. He tells us to cast all our anxieties on Him because He cares for us. If He can bear the weight of the sins of the world, if He can bear the weight of that cross, if He can bear God looking away from Him, even for a moment, so that you could spend an eternity with Him, then He can bear the weight of your emotions that He created and gave you. He can bear the weight of your frustrations, of your sadness, of your aching. He can bear them and He can take them from you. And He can give you something so much better. But you need to give it to Him. He will not take it from you when you are white-knuckled clutching onto it. And one day, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe a week, a month, a year, who knows, from now, one day you will get a response like I did. And one day, maybe you'll notice that the desire is still there, but the yearning, the striving is gone. And you'll find yourself focusing on other things. And maybe that's your answer, right? Maybe you will be a mother of mothers. Maybe you will be an adopted mother. Maybe you will be a foster mother. Maybe you will be a mother of your own biological children. Whatever that looks like, whatever it ends up to be, just know that you will still be. You still matter. And you matter to Him. So cry your eyes out. Yell out to Him. Wrestle with Him. Process what you're feeling. Give yourself grace. Because His grace is never ending, and it is more than enough, and it is for you. So give yourself some grace and allow yourself to grieve and mourn. And remember, His grace renews every morning. So if you stumble and try to wrap your grasp around fertility or whatever that you're holding on to or trying to hold on to so deeply, so strongly, remember that our flesh and our heart may fail, but God is the strength of our hearts and our portion forever. Well, that is all I have for you today. I hope you were encouraged or in the least felt seen and understood. If you're not already, I would be so grateful if you would subscribe or share my little podcast with someone you think may benefit from or enjoy it. And if you've been with me for the past few episodes, I would appreciate if you would leave a review. And again, you can find me and contact me on Instagram at YetMothers. Until next time, be safe, be good. Bye.